Society has labeled dyslexia as a disorder, but by putting it in the perspective of cognitive search, there are actually many benefits that are revealed through a societal trade-off between exploration and exploitation. Exploration is spending time and effort looking for resources/information, while exploitation is utilizing found resources/information. The author argues that in order for society to thrive in an ever-changing environment, there needs to be a balance between these two. Dyslexia appears to have a specialization in exploration. They are better at seeking and integrating information as it becomes available. They excel at semantics, finding the meaning behind ideas, rather than orthographics, literal information, and precise analysis. They're well equipped with divergent thinking, where they tend to generate many solutions and ideas, as well as extensive elaboration and development. In other words, they are more creative, rather than conventional or correct. This aligns with better episodic memory and simulation. They are exceptional at recalling past experiences and can generate future possibilities, at the cost of procedural memory. Their low working memory means they excel at insight-based reasoning. Dyslexia also is associated with bigger mini-columns in the cortex, meaning smaller local connections, as a trade-off for strong global connections. To put it simply, dyslexics tend to have huge strengths in bigger-picture ideas, long-term thinking, and inventiveness. However, the current education system tends to nurture a more exploitative bias, leaving those with explorative brains feeling less intelligent or that they have a disorder and must fix their brain. The invention of reading and writing and it being a factor in intelligence is relatively new, while humans have been evolving for centuries, so it's wrong to claim that someone who cannot read or write very well is somehow unintelligent. Dyslexia has a high prevalence in the population, and these positive traits do not seem to just be coping strategies, but rather inherent. By looking at dyslexia through a cognitive search lens, we can learn how to improve the educational system, nurture explorative and exploitative thinking, and encourage different minds to work together rather than forcing all minds to work the same.